USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Purdue Pharma pleaded guilty on Tuesday to three criminal charges, formally admitting its role in the opioid epidemic that has contributed to hundreds of thousands of deaths over the past two decades. Purdue acknowledging they had not maintained an effective program to prevent prescription drugs from being diverted to the black market. The deal includes $8.3 billion in penalties and forfeitures, but the company is on the hook for a direct payment to the federal government of only a fraction of that, $225 million. President Trump is issuing a presidential pardon for turkeys, corn, and cob to spare them from the Thanksgiving table at the annual White House ceremony.
On behalf of the entire Trump family, I want to wish every American a healthy and very happy Thanksgiving.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
President Trump is taking credit after the Dow Jones Industrial Average passed a 30,000 milestone for the first time. Speaking from the White House press briefing room, the president says this is the 48th time his administration has broken stock market records. As positive COVID-19 cases increase across the United States, the NFL is making some changes.
The NFL is tightening its restrictions for mask usage on the sidelines and says it will start disciplining players and teams who don't follow their updated COVID protocols. The league outlined the new mandates in a memo to its teams on Monday, declaring that players must wear masks on the sideline unless they're getting ready to enter the game. The league is also reducing the number of players allowed to travel to a game, and teams will have to limit access to their facilities as well. Starting next week, only players and essential support personnel will be allowed to access a team's facilities. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Is Biden's top pick a lobbyist?
Joe Biden's transition website does not disclose that his Secretary of State pick, Tony Blinken, co-founded a consulting firm that he used to cash in on his experience working in the Obama administration. Blinken co-founded West Exec Advisors in 2018 with Michelle Flournoy, who confirmed to The Intercept that the firm was staffed with people recently coming out of government who helped corporations figure out how to sell in the public sector space to navigate the Department of Defense, the intel community, law enforcement. In August, members of the Democratic Party urged Biden to cut ties with Blinken. In a letter signed by more than 275 delegates to the DNC, they wrote, quote, "We ask you not to rely on foreign policy advice from those who may have a conflict of interest as a result of their relationships and lobbying on behalf of merchants selling weapons and surveillance technology," end quote. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is remembering former Mayor David Dinkins, who passed away Monday night. De Blasio, who was an aide during the Dinkins administration, says Dinkins was a guiding hand in his life in so many ways.
I'm feeling something painful in my heart right now. I'm feeling like a loss and an emptiness because he's gone. But I also really feel his guidance still.
Dinkins elected as New York's first and only black mayor in 1989. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.